Let's go.
Ooh. You guys are like having a bonding.
It's so funny.
The immediate ooh. I've jerked off while driving.
So oh, wait, yeah. That's, I feel like that's normal.
Somebody else's like driveway.
Oh, same.
I've somebody else's driveway.
Well, yeah, I had to pull off the interstate. And, like, you know, and I was like, well,
you
I'm
were just jerking it
in
so
this
good.
Burger King bag. And shout out to Burger King.
Hey, girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
You're like just praying that the lights turn on and someone catches you.
Oh, no, I didn't want to be caught, but, like, if they did, I was so close. Like, give me a minute, or I'm done.
Every time I'm about to come, Emily walks in on me. It's so disappointing.
And then you come immediately.
Yeah. And she walks in, and I'm like, I'm coming!
Jamie's just edging herself until Amy walks in. Yeah. Emily, yeah, I said Amy. Oh, the alcohol's hit.
Who the fuck did you just call me?
I did say Amy.
Amy. Who's Amy?
Who's Amy? Who the fuck is Amy?
Go fuck yourself.
Amy from the Chili's.
Oh, so you're getting jerked off in Chili's?
Oh, no, no. I jerked myself off. I just call myself Amy. It's my alter ego.
That's every man's dream right there. Getting jerked off in a chair.
Wait, so Ray, where's the weirdest place you've jerked
off? Besides driving, because he already said it.
I know. I had a good one, though.
Oh, I feel like you got weird ones. I feel you got weird ones.
I jerked off into a Dunkin' Donuts bag while driving, while watching my ex masturbate through the phone while I was driving.
You were FaceTiming her?
Yeah.
That's hot.
No, we've lived the
I
same
respect
life. The only difference is I've jerked off in so many comedy clubs.
No, you haven't. No, you
comedy seller for sure. The Stand for sure.
Wait, like in the audience?
No,
like where?
I'd be in prison.
Describe it.
Are
in
you
detail.
In the green room?
The bathroom.
Oh, not the green room.
Prepared.
Do you do it before or after your set?
Sometimes it would be before. Sometimes it's after. Sometimes it's right before I'm going up. Sometimes like it
relaxes
this
me.
This is what happens. I'm a floozy. Okay, so I'll just be on my phone talking to somebody. They be sending me stuff. I'll be sending them stuff. Oh. I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be bricked up, and I'm like, I'm not gonna wait 4 hours before I get home. I'm gonna spend these next 6 minutes isolated in this comedy club bathroom.
It's nice, peaceful.
It's peaceful,
but they're never nice. Like they're always grungy.
I mean, I'm a raccoon. I don't know what you want from me. I'm from Tampa. I like grungy. I like.
I hope there's a comedian that shared the bathroom with you after, and they always watching this. Going, oh, fuck.
That's him again.
That's why he took so long. What the fuck?
I knew I sat in something.
I'd be telling people I got IBS, bro. Just being there like, you know, I'd be shitting.
You got IBSD or IBSC?
If you're drinking up in the bathroom, do you stand up or sit down?
No, I'm sitting down.
You did it this time.
On the toilet?
Wait, what?
Yeah, but like, I'm also, like, I'm going to use my time, you know, efficiently. I'm cleaning the toilet. I'm layering. I'm putting it all down. But like, I'm not about to just stand in a public place. That's crazy. That is a psycho.
But you can, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I walked in.
Standing's crazy.
And you're standing over the toilet. I'd be like, oh, he's peeing and he's trying to get it out or something.
Standing over the toilet.
You think I'm doing this in a urinal?
No, in a, because you're in a stall.
Yeah,
no, I feel
I'm
like
by myself.
I was thinking
these three little.
Wait, so no one's owned. Wait, hold up, hold up. This takes a whole different turn because if you were in a private bathroom, then it doesn't matter. No one hears you. You're
exactly.
in a stall.
I'm a good person.
People are just here.
No, they don't hear anything. I'm a very smooth operator. I don't just be in there. I don't tap my shit.
Do you spit?
If we're being honest, because we're family amongst these strangers, I go reverse octopus grip. You feel me? I invented such a thing. All right,
is that?
And we're going like
this.
Try
this out today.
We're going. You know
up against
I mean?
The head.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Why? Reverse.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Listen, as a young man, you find yourself.
Did you grow up riding a Harley?
Like, what motivated
this? Some of this throttle gets going.
It just every dude finds their technique. Some dudes just do good. The traditional like, right?
You're like, I want to be different.
It wasn't even that. It was just like the way that this sensation. I'm like, this is better. It's such a better lefty.
That's how I feel about edging myself.
You, I mean, I'm not into
that. Oh, you know what? I found my way.
No. Listen here, brother. I'm going to finish.
I feel like that's how I feel like if I masturbate, like I'm using a vibrator, I'll put like a blanket or a sheet over me and I'll do it through the blanket.
That's good.
Oh, I always do it through my pants.
And that's so much better.
Yeah.
Like, because it almost evenly distributes it instead of just putting it immediately. It's instead of like being like this to your clit a million times. You know what I mean? It's kind of like this.
I want to feel like that's an interesting way to do that. But one of my first times where I like got aroused in my, you know what I mean, was there was a massage gun. Oh, like one of those big, one of those first massagers, like that you would get at like a JCPenney's.
Oh, the ones
like
with the hands?
The handle. Yeah. The handle was like this big and the head of it was like this big.
Yeah, that's a magic wand.
Nah, this thing was massive.
Yep, that's what's in my top drawer.
This thing was the size of a love seat. Like it was It was a big massager thing. It wasn't like
a massager. Oh, I think I know
it. It was like this with the little head and you're like, yeah, it's like very powerful. This thing was like a fucking Toyota Tacoma. This thing was gigantic. And it was for backs. But I just I accidentally laid on it one time and I was like, I like how this vibrates, dude. And it just
put it next to my balls.
Brother, it jostled me around enough to where I was like, I like this. So I can't judge you for putting something over the top of a sheet because I definitely was wearing like JNCO jeans. So.
Oh, you were wearing JNCO jeans? JNCO jeans.
They judged me more for JNCO jeans than for being like this massage gun.
No, no.
JNCO jeans.
No. I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you.
Like a man.
No, I had an ex that I used my magic wand and I would like jerk him off and then use the tip of the wand like on like
the gooch.
Like, you know, like the head kind of goes like this. Like on that spot, and I would move the massager on that, and that would make him come very hard. Ooh. Explosive.
That's fun.
I mean,
World War III hard.
Have you ever used a vibrating cock ring?
Yeah,
I've never used a cock. I've never used a cock ring. Never have.
Yeah. That's never so hot.
Yeah, it's a separate. You gotta use a different piece of your brain to be like, ignore it, because that shit is like a cheat code. Mm-hmm. It's like this is too good.
Too good for you. Guys,
it's for both though. Like,
it's so good.
It definitely works both ways, but also like it's until you get used to it, it's a superpower.
Yeah, you can use it in the back, which is like from the guy's balls, and then you can use it in the front for
the cock ring.
Well, putting it behind your nuts is like power move, dude.
Oh, you put it behind your nuts?
Yeah. Right in the gooch?
Yeah.
Wait. Well, no. Is the gooch before the nuts?
Pre-gooch.
Yeah, it sits on the top of your balls.
Yeah.
And okay. Then you can wrap it around for the girl, and then it rubs and stimulates her clit.
You guys are putting us on to game. We're putting them on to game right now.
Yeah, no.
Our two people. Hey, we're strong.
Y'all changing the world. Today.
Two people at a time. Those are two people that are going to make somebody their wife. Yeah. And your hubby.
Both of you are getting married.
Because you put it behind.
I'm manifesting this.
Oh, God. Somebody.
You're getting married tonight.
Wait, okay, so I went to a beach called Crocodile Beach in Miami. It's fucking beautiful. Everybody's been asking me if I was out of the country. I'm like, no, I'm in Miami. Some guy goes, oh, so you're looking for a hoochie daddy? I go, no, I'm looking for a fucking husband.
And he was like, gross.
Yeah.
He's like, why do you want that?
He read that and went, blocked.
Don't you ever contact me.
No, he was like, that was a really good answer. I liked that. I've never gotten that before. I was like, okay,
and
fucking
then he
weirdo.
Stopped responding. That's crazy.
He was like, I respect that so much for you.
You get hit with the I love that for you. That's crazy.
But it's not me, babe. Yeah.
I love that for you.
For you? I say that to everyone. Is that not a nice thing to say?
You know what's crazy?
I love this for you.
But every dude I've ever met who's like, I'm ready to be a husband is the grossest man I've ever met.
Yeah. No, I feel like they're usually like country boys.
Oh, I love a country
boy. Like a
good
old.
Every country boy who's like, I just want to be a husband. They're liars. They're also the ones to be at the honky tonk.
They're the ones fucking their brothers.
What the fuck's a honky tonk?
Like, you know what? I don't regret this decision.
I don't regret it. They
have three
ex-wives.
I am a man.
I'm a manly man.
I also
man.
Can't support this family.
Yeah, that's also the guy who's like.
I don't think anyone can support a family.
Not on one.
Who can support a family these days?
Bro, I can't even support myself and my cat.
Yo, groceries? Inflation's wild.
Was it 5.5%? Not that I looked at it.
How do you know that?
Inflation's Inflation's crazy out here, guys. Got me looking up stats and shit.
Wait, that's so funny. I was looking up inflation stats the other day.
Yeah, it's great.
I was comparing people's receipts for the same items, and everything's up like 300%.
I compared my own. I went back and looked at it like a couple years ago. I was like, wow, believe my receipt went up $3.
It's crazy what that you all want to know. I'd rather just be like, I'll just be...
Yeah, I just can't think about it or I'll...
cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Explode, emotionally deteriorate.
Yeah.
Want to end my life?
The government is sitting back being like, got your ass.
Our FBI agents like did my job.
Yep. Yeah. We got her now.
Shout out, Brett.
Got that bitch.
Get her. She's like singing karaoke. And fucking
level. I love that. That's
get her, get her.
I thought you were gonna sing and I the wait. High, like, then I saw her face. And I'm a believer.
And then gets fucking trucked. Fucking missile.
You make such good noise.
A car crashes through our window.
He's up there with the Rambo headband. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
Waiting for this day.
It's just Ray.
Yeah, right?
Jamie thinks I'm a...
I know. Everyone here thinks you're a CIA agent.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's an entity.
He's an entity.
He's an entity.
Hey, he
you're an entity.
Hey, they said it, not me, dude. I would never call you that. I have so much love and respect for you, brother. I would never...
I would never stoop that low to calling you someone other than an entity.
Wait, Ray, can we just say something? Jamie found text messages earlier. Of when we first met you.
Oh, really?
And it's our first ever group chat.
We were trying to do business together.
And it was like, hey, can you meet at this time? Can we chat at this time? And you were like, hey, I'm running late. I'll call you in 30 minutes. Like, and it was like awesome. It's like an HR conversation.
It was
you know?
So cute, though.
Yeah, we're like, can't wait to chat. It's like very.
And you're like, I'll buzz you soon.
It's very. I said I buzz you soon. Yeah, I fuck myself.
No, you said what you were like, give us a buzz when you're done.
Oh, I said it. Give us a buzz when you're done.
Meanwhile, my third text to Emily ever was like, hey, dog, you left your credit card at the bar. I'll bring it to you later this week.
Thank you for that, by the way. You could have just robbed me, dog.
Come on, bro. We
you're a real one.
Hey, we both would have got $12, bro.
No, for real.
You'd have been
for
like, real. I'm financially corrupt.
So you guys met yesterday?
We met a month ago, and it feels like a year ago.
Feels like an eternity.
Feels like we grew up in the same home.
Yeah.
Feels like we came out of the same human.
It was Ray.
It feels like
we all came out of this one entity.
We're all entities.
I know that's why we all rap together. Oh, I don't know why I gotta get this damn voice whenever I talk about these goddamn entities. Oh my God.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Well, everyone knows us at this point.
Oh. But who is this?
20 minutes in, who the hell are these people?
Who are you?
Watch it. Who do they, where do they come from?
Where did they go?
They're fucking entities.
I was suspicious. They might be entities.
20 minutes in, and how did this get here?
Okay, entities. I have a question for you.
I'm scared, man. Fucking, they learned a choreographed dance like 20 minutes ago. Cam walks in at the fucking had me dying. He goes, what is it, a dance? 20 minutes? They learned a 20 minute dance song in 20 minutes.
It was a long choreographed dance. It was
each minute was taken down for.
It was like when you see animals do like a ritual to where they're trying to woo the other thing. You're like, how did you remember all of this?
Yeah,
you go, it's in their blood.
From a surgical standpoint.
Yeah, yeah. The right angles, I could be an Instagram person.
That's so true.
And then the other angles, people would be like, in the arms
of an angel.
That's
all angles,
oh,
though. There are times I'll look like obese in videos or photos, and then there's times I'm like, wow, I look like an Instagram baddie. And it just, you just gotta know how to work it. But sometimes I can work it from one angle, can't work it from the other. So like I look hot from this way, and then the position I'm doing, you look at me from like the side, I'm like, you know?
I got a tattoo the other day, and when he went to take a picture of the tattoo, of course I'm shirtless and stuff, and I'm standing there, he's taking a picture, but like I'm real relaxed. I just got stabbed for like 2 hours, so I'm just like, all right, I can be done. Just take a picture of it, and then he shows me the picture, and I was like, hey, let's redo that. Let me flex a little bit, get 10 push-ups.
And of course, he posted.
I gotta get a pump on right now.
Slumped. I'm built like the fucking the Men in Black alien. We're like still like skinny, but like with a gut. I'm just hanging out, and I'm like, hey, let me kind of hold on. Let me
Let me get a chiropractor.
You just get down, start doing push-ups. You're like, all right, now take the photo.
Can you just crop my arm, dude? Can you just put the tattoo in there? This is the job. You don't have to have my body. Can you just put two giant black arms on me?
How much to make me John Jones, please? How much for you to delete this photo?
Edit me.
Is this blackmail? You son of a bitch.
Edit me to Ronnie Coleman, please.
Oh, and that's how the entities get you.
That's how
every
you get
time.
I'll tell you what, we're just here relaxing, and all of a sudden these damn entities come
relaxing, we're acting all cool and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
Like villains and get entities. Come on.
Did you set the timer?
Yeah, yeah, no, the timer.
And a couple entities who were up to no good started making trouble in the neighborhood.
All these damn entities around here. Holy shit, I didn't see that fan until I saw it.
I can't. I'm like, I can't stop.
I gotta stop with this.
I have. I love that fucking high.
It really is.
Once you're on the hook, you just can't be stopping.
Listen, wait, how do we do it? What's yours?
It's a whole nother world.
Listen, if I get stuck in British voice, the rest of this pod is different.
Oh, should we do a British accent, mate?
Should we do an only accent?
You don't want to do that, bro.
No, I think we want to do that, mate.
Bruv.
They're going to turn off the pod right here, bruv. Ain't no way anybody finishes this pod.
No, we can do this whole episode in an accent.
Ain't no way, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll tell you what, you guys are crazy.
Oh, dude, if you had a cigar in your mouth, I'd believe it.
This guy's onto something here.
His outfit, every time we look at him, his outfit changes and he becomes more into character.
Wait, Ray, can I just say something?
Talk to me, Goose.
You kind of look like, I feel like your outfit is what a hobbit would wear.
I mean, look at
like a pimp hobbit, though. Like,
it's like I'm just crawling around.
But he's a pimp hobbit.
If you were Bilbo Baggins, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
What, I ain't no Bilbo Baggins.
He said, hobbit better have
my Baggins at Bilbo.
Where my hobbit bitches be wearing jitties?
I'm gonna be myself.
Dude, I'm fucked.
Hey, around my shire, I think not.
Where the motherfucking ring at? All right? I'm seeing this shit. Been trying to burn it down this damn mountain for 2 weeks now. Give me the goddamn ring.
I'll
take out the ring.
I'll send your ass to Mordor, I swear I will.
I'll walk right down to Mordor and do it myself.
It's gonna be the funniest episode.
Why is Saskatchewan?
But
bet you
also,
won't.
I have no idea what's happening.
These motherfuckers out here going the wrong direction.
It still says four.
Give me the goddamn ring.
But no chat.
Give me the goddamn ring. I'm taking
nobody's chatting.
And dumping it down the lava myself.
Who let this man lead the way to Mordor? I've been to Mordor 17 million times.
All right, and break.
Guys, we're here.
You know, I love you guys so much. Let's keep on track. Let's keep it rolling.
You know we're here? Because I was feeling really confident 10 minutes ago, and now I feel like I'm not included in the fun time.
I'll tell you what, guys. No,
these goddamn entities.
These fucking entities over here.
We were being entities.
And then they asked me, like, what's the inside joke? And I'm like, there's...
I can't explain.
I can't explain it. It's
explaining it would ruin all of us.
Becky, shut the fuck up. Harold, I swear to fucking God, if you don't suck my fucking clip right now, bitch.
I'm sick of your goddamn shit. Get up and get me a beer. Do your job. Get in the fucking kitchen, Becky.
Oh, you want me to get you a fucking beer, bitch?
I don't know.
I swear to fucking God, I'll eat
Becky,
your ass.
Becky, your pussy tastes like well water.
Well, you know what Jeff's pussy tastes like? Jeff has pussy. A pussy.
All right, that one's me. That's got to be me.
No, this is Becky and Harold.
This is Harold and Becky.
I like your...
Oh, I thought I was in there.
I like your bit where you're both like, dudes, bro, you know, I don't even like girls.
Wait, what bit?
Oh, like when we're pretending to be guys on podcasts. Like,
wasn't a bit.
Yeah, wasn't
a bit. Not a bit, dude.
I was just trying to kiss her.
Where the fuck did my drink go?
Yeah, she shouldn't have been recording.
Right there?
Right here.
Yeah.
Am I still on my first one?
Can you guys reenact that?
I'm on my... What are we doing?
The you guys being bros and like being like, I don't even like girls. That's by far one of my, I don't know why, but I died laughing.
Somebody responded to my posting that on my story and goes, can you do something, I don't know, funny? And I was like, God damn.
It was like fat ass sweating.
You read that comment, you give it funny timing of like, can you do something funny? I read that comment, I go, can you do something funny? Every time I read it, I'm like,
yeah, you gave them comedic timing. Don't do that.
You made them funny.
Oh, sorry,
you
guys.
Make them a dill hole.
Can you do that fucking funny, you stupid, ugly, whore bitch?
Exactly. Because then we hear you say that and we go, oh, that guy sucks.
Yeah.
But we go, can you do something funny? You go, who's that guy?
Wait, I got a message from this comic. I don't know if he's here or not. I don't know who it is, but on Facebook. And one day I just wait, like, I'm getting called, like a Facebook call. And I just see a name I don't know. So I'm like, I'm not answering that. And then this guy messaged me and he was like, oh, can you do local comic? He was like, and I was like, what are you talking about? And he said something that didn't answer. I go, that doesn't help. And he did a thumbs up, called me, and he goes, can I please hit you up? I didn't answer. That was yesterday. And then he goes, yeah, you're so stuck up. Most South Florida people are. It's crazy. And then calls me again.
The worst part about that is that he said you were from fucking South Florida. But also, fuck you, she's from Boston, bitch.
I told you to keep our conversations between us, dude. You're out here exposing me. I thought those messages were private. So you said you weren't going to bring them up today. Yeah, I thought we squashed that.
It's crazy how people do that.
It's only men who...
Once we got a couple cameras on you.
No, girls do that too because it happened to Ray.
Girls do that?
It happened to Ray.
Oh, it did happen to Ray.
She said only men do shit like that. And I go, nope, it's happened to Ray.
But that's like after dating someone, right?
Like, Jamie clearly didn't tell me to do something. Do it, Ray, you asshole. Okay.
What?
What? I didn't ask you to do anything.
Oh, to move the mic?
No.
No, I was saying who did it.
I created this scenario in my head.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
I was saying who did it to you.
What?
We mutually know a girl that did that to you.
Wait.
Who just like, like who's like, shut up, you're stupid. And you're like,
out of nowhere.
Can you read those messages?
Started arguing with herself. I read it like, oh, everything's good. Okay. You know what? Well, go fuck yourself. Like, where did this just change from like, have a good night to, you know what? Fuck you. I rambled on about like, I'm a bad person. I'm like, what? And I was like, okay, just put my phone away.
I've kind of always wanted somebody to
holy shit,
do that. Yeah, no, I love the
burp into the mic.
But what
keep going.
But what did
I'm out.
Like?
I'm out. I only got one big one.
I can burp on purpose.
Drink
I
some can't. More White Claws. Wow.
I'm gonna pee myself.
I'm gonna shit.
There's no.
I am the machine. Didn't you just sound like Bert Kreischer for a second?
Alright, at what age do you think Bert says it for the last time and he just has a breakdown? Yeah. Where he just goes, the machine! And just realizes his entire life is boiled down to one story and he just goes, I can't believe still telling this.
Or he's like on his deathbed and they're like, what are your last words, Bert? And he's like, I am the... And he can't say he can't say the machine.
They're like, come on.
Come and then he's like,
come on, Bert.
And there's this Russian dude in the corner, just Russian mafia crying. You're like,
stop. It's fucking. It's all of the Igors.
The machine. And then just fucking raining, everyone just in black coats crying, and then everyone just giving him a salute.
I need help, okay?
Not even, just fucking send me.
Oh. All right, boys.
Who's going first?
Have your friends ever told you you were being an asshole, and what did you do with the information?
Dudes tell each other they're being assholes all the time. You know what we do? We'd be like, ah, yeah. Because we know. We know exactly when we're being assholes. And you know what? We do it on purpose.
That's so true. Guys do be assholes on purpose.
Yeah,
they
but
definitely
like, if a
do
girl,
be.
If a
they
girl,
do
yeah,
be.
They do be.
They definitely do be. I'll tell you what. They hoobie doobie.
Show enough doobie asshole.
Fucking pee myself.
Guys definitely... are assholes. Doobie sounds like the right way to say that.
They do be.
They do be.
They do intentionally. Yeah. Like, if I know that you've been waiting to finish these leftovers all day, you get off work, I'm smacking them before you get home.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I'm sometimes...
You're a piece of shit.
That's kind of that's an asshole move.
No. But was that quesadilla worth it? Yes.
All right.
Damn, a quesadilla
next question.
Is worth a friend's love.
Have you had a quesadilla? Check yes or no.
Shit's fucking good. I do a lot of things for a cheese quesadilla, I'll tell you that.
You guys can ask questions too.
All right. I pulled one. Have you ever unleashed a technique in bed that you learned about from porn?
Oh, yeah.
All of them. Yeah, that's how
everything.
I learned. That's
your,
how I learned.
But what was your move?
For like the one that I first
that
learned.
You were like, now I'm finna try this.
It was the one where like she like bends over the bed and like you're on top. Fucking.
Oh, you mean the most regular
prone bone? Yeah.
You mean when I'm on top and girls on bottom?
You saw missionary and you're like, you can do that?
Dude, when like I'm on top, yeah.
I broke out, bro. I broke out the foot on top to hit.
Oh,
whoa!
Wait, no, you didn't.
Whoa!
See, if I do that,
I saw it. I got very fortunate that the first person I did it with was like, yes, bro. So you be
the first person you did it with. It's a thing you do now.
Oh, no, it's something I've done. It's not, you don't break that out until you catch a vibe and you go, oh, they won't be mad if I step on their head.
What do you, like, imagine her just like,
you oh, know who would be mad.
All of a sudden a fucking foot just goes, not today, bitch.
No, it's a move, though. So if you got your foot on their head, but you're also pleasing them, they're less inclined to be like, why is your foot on my head?
You're eating their pussy with your foot on about? Their head?
I'm talking about, in why'd the guts. What are you talking about?
How do you do that?
Okay.
Or
so
are they
clearly
sucking
you
your
ain't
dick?
Doing shit. No, what are you talking about right now?
Clearly
you're
no man has stepped on your
behind
head.
A human.
Yeah.
Leg up on top your fucking dome. What are you talking about right now?
Wait, so you're fucking her doggy style?
Yes.
But
where
stepping,
were you in this?
I have no idea.
You thought I was missionary?
But you can step on her.
You were eating her pussy and putting your foot on.
First of all, how does your leg get up?
Can I just understand this, though?
I'm like that.
I love how Cam is just like telling that like that's a normal thing to do. And you guys are like, wait, you're on her head. And he's like, no, but you got to listen. When I fucking jam my foot in her
face, what?
I'm giving her a good time.
I feel like a high school football coach. Who's like, dude, run the route. Run the route. He's like, I don't understand how I'm supposed to 3-point turn. And you're like, no. You're behind the line. All right? You're having a good time.
Behind the line.
You're having a good time. You know the.
Bro, I've never heard of this before. That's crazy.
Hey, we're going to need to watch game film.
We're going back.
Can we talk about how we watched pterodactyl porn the other night?
Yeah. Every time we hang out, we watch Born and Order Hookers.
Can we also note that it was neither of ours' idea whatsoever?
Yeah.
Like, it was all us. We did it. I'm like, whoa.
No, I will say.
I was not the starter of this conversation.
My favorite part of the night was Jamie going, why are we watching porn? And we were all like, you put it on.
Yeah.
And then somehow from there, we devolved into watching pterodactyl porn.
No, it was pterodactyl porn first.
No.
Yes.
No, you started the porn.
Ferreira, whatever.
You started the porn.
This was Jamie fucking 5 seconds a bit. Like, yeah, let's watch porn. Ready? No. 5 seconds later.
Why is this on?
Why is the who put this on?
This is crazy.
Who would do this?
What,
bro?
This is nuts. But you see what he's doing.
But that's not even the end of it.
He put his foot on top of
my
head.
I screenplayed that shit.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know who put this on, but let me tell you. Let me say,
that's good technique. That is
I could really go for that tonight.
I feel like we didn't talk enough about us watching pterodactyl porn. We watched pterodactyl porn together, guys.
For all right, so everyone watching too, there were in fact humans in
there's a lot
pterodactyl costumes.
Quite a few.
It wasn't legitimate dinosaurs going on.
No, there were white ones.
I don't know. They looked really good.
There were white guys. There were black guys. Like, it was a diverse crowd of men. It was an orgy.
It was eclectic.
And they were all in pterodactyl costumes.
It was like a college brochure of Jurassic Park.
it came out of nowhere. It was one pterodactyl chasing a girl, and then all of a sudden, they're like three dicks.
She's surrounded by dicks.
And they're like,
dicks.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just see some guy's hand come out, and you're like, yo, put it back into your wing, bro.
They actually didn't have pterodactyl dicks. They were regular dicks. And
I feel like they should have put prosthetics on.
They should have. Like, alien dicks.
Like,
I want to watch
more.
That porn.
I wanted
off the
more.
Top of your head, can you imagine a pterodactyl dick right now?
Yeah.
Damn.
I feel like it would be barbed. It feels like,
it
I feel like it'd be
British.
Barbed.
It would look
it
like
just
a...
just looks like a British dick.
You know what
British
it would look like? It would look like a devil's tail. Oh, they're done.
Yeah,
they're gone.
It would look like a devil's tail.
It would.
No, that's accurate.
All right,
that's
how does
more accurate than British dick? But also, I just love...
guys. Can I be so real with you? I'm gonna need you guys to give us more attention. Quite frankly,
but we love you so much.
No, include us.
Dude,
you want to
fucking? We'll end this episode with like 5 minutes of cuddles.
Yeah.
No, we don't want cuddles. We just want to be talked to.
Whoa.
Take it down a notch, buddy.
But pet my.
Are
head.
We not talking?
You guys ask us questions.
Yeah.
Have you ever showed a sex to?
All right, well, Ray can't fucking read.
Well, we lost this kid. He's out of here.
He's
we
in the dungeon.
Shut up, Ray.
You guys panned back to me. I'm just in a coma.
We lost him.
Ray's dad.
Who in the room has the hottest parent?
Not me.
Ray's mom.
Yeah.
You didn't even deny you.
Look at him blushing. He's like,
she's a medical esthetician, so she is.
He's getting red. He's like, my mom is hot. Shut up.
She's a good looking girl. Love you, mom.
That's a clip.
That's a good. Yeah, these fucking guys, we record a whole show together, and then they go, okay, we're going to send you some clips. All of them had to do with, like, me shitting myself, me blowing fucking smoke into Jamie's face, and the other one was, I actually thought that was funny. And the third one was,
being gay.
Yeah, being gay. I'd be like, how many dicks would you suck? Would you suck your dick if your dog was going to die? I'm like, yeah, great fucking clips out of all of them just degrading myself.
They were funny.
They were funny, though.
They were funny.
All right. What's your move to seduce someone?
Oh, we already asked this one.
Oh, yeah, knock.
I think it's like, I don't know. Eyes.
Well, I got that autistic riz.
Yeah. My move to seduce someone, I don't know. I usually just somehow my pants are off.
You're like, oh my god, this is crazy. I'm not trying to, like,
something about the energy in this room.
Is anybody else hot? Like, what's going on? Should I take my clothes off?
Oh, this one's really long. I don't want to read that much.
can I just say the next card, swear on my life, was what dinosaur do you think is the sexiest?
You know what?
I actually
skipped this one because I knew it was gonna be weirder. How do you think prehistoric people got their nut off? Give an impression of one. Literally.
Ooh.
Oh no!
Ah. Gaga.
Beep beep boop boop.
Bro, you texting me the other day, right, with 2 hours in between responding to my video, fucking killed me, dude.
She, like, when I messaged you, I was like,
no, I texted you my video and I was like, is this funny, right?
So then I was just like, what was my
you were like, yeah, that was funny. And then 2 hours later, you go, dude, that was actually really funny. And I was like, has he been thinking about pee pee poo poo this whole time?
Correct.
How does your junk? Whoa. How does your junk betray you on a daily basis?
You're drunk?
What am I saying?
You said it right.
How does your junk betray... Wait, hold up. How does your junk betray you?
Wait, shut up.
How does your drunk...
We will get through this.
She was so close.
She can't do it anymore, guys. She's shy.
Hey, the dude, in case it's like a funny clip, I have to have it like clear. Yeah. How does your junk betray you on a daily basis? I got it.
I began bricked up over nothing.
For no reason, this dick began
just,
hard.
Just a gust of wind. You'd be like, no, please. I'm in an Uber.
Have you ever been hard on stage?
Well, it's always somewhere bizarre. I'm at a children's hospital.
All right, Ray.
Well, we know about that story.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Wait, that sounds bad.
Never mind.
Hey, it was their dying wish.
It's not.
No!
It was definitely not what we're thinking.
Fuck anything up?
Hey, what?
Okay.
No, that scenario, that story is so bizarre.
Yeah.
I can't tell that story.
Got on a pillow.
Cut.
Oh, God. All right.
Any questions?
Yes. Oh, I got one. Have you ever forgotten that
felt
you had sex
like
with
like a plastic bag?
So many times.
What was your question? Say it one more time.
I forget people exist. So then I'm like, oh yeah. Nice. I remember that. Good
so
times.
Have you ever forgotten somebody you had sex with?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. It just pop, yeah. Doesn't it pop up in your head randomly at like a time like, oh, I did fuck that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me get the smoothie.
Or like, yeah, you just see a post from them and you go, I've had sex with that person.
Yeah.
And it just hits you and you go, oh, because it's just so like nonchalant.
Especially when it's like way past it. You're like, wow, we were so close at one point and so intimate. And then we just, I don't even know you.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true.
All right,
inside you, but now I'm outside.
Oh, my God.
I'm outside of you. Oh. I spend most of my life outside of you.
Now I'm back inside.
I miss it here.
There's no place like home.
All right. Give me a sex tip. Something I may not know. No repeated answers.
Pillow under the hips.
You don't know, but do they know that?
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come under the hips,
when
put your
you
hand
know.
Below
oh,
the belly
you know
button.
That too? Yeah. You son
Who's
of a
the cheapest tipper in the room and why are they such a piece of shit?
Oddly enough, I feel like we're all good tippers.
I feel like we're all good tippers.
Yeah. Let's make sure that 20% gets taken care of.
20 minimum.
Always.
Bro.
What does that yeah. mean, right?
20%. 20 minimum.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Minimum. I don't know why I went all back right. to that voice. But.
20 minimum.
Hey, believe me.
Hey, here's your 20%.
You did good.
Fact, sweetheart.
Here's your 20% and then you smack him on the butt. Just like that little, like, hey.
Good work.
Good job.
I wish somebody half. Would do that to me.
Me too.
That's assault.
That all right,
that is
gentlemen, name the sexiest thing about each person in this room. No repeated answers.
Start with Ray.
Sexiest
thing about each person in the room.
I have to talk about why everyone's
sexy. What's the sexiest?
Oh, start off with fucking Cam. Let's go. Oh. They're all like this, like, yeah.
Hey, say my dick. You can say my dick, I'll say your dick, dude.
Dude's dick's so, so fucking big.
It's not gay if we both say it, okay?
No, we're both just dude. Very confident men, dude. We're just fucking...
Yo, you put me on, dude. Rebecca was really concerned that I didn't have one, but now she knows.
Hey, you
gave
really,
her confirmation.
You really bailed me out, dude.
Dude, I... Can't repay you enough.
When are you starting comedy?
No.
For real.
I don't know. You guys all said that.
All right. Yeah. How are we sexy?
Let's go, boys.
They compliment each other. They're just like, tell us why we're
Let's
sexy.
Let's go, guys. Can you tell us we're pretty?
Yeah. Honestly, they're fucking banging, guys. These poor girls.
These four.
Don't forget that entity by your shoulder.
The other two are my tits.
You got the other two.
It's the hormone monster.
These damn
78 days.
Oh, God.
Is me and Ray both right now are psychologically being like, don't say titties, dude. Don't say fucking titties, dude. Don't fucking say titties. Be like,
titties, not your tits.
Deep breath, personality. What's the hottest thing about you is confidence, personality.
Your Willow's Peak.
So you think I'm sexy?
The way your hair fucking titties. God damn it, dude. The way your fucking confidence is.
The way your titties, I mean, fully. The way your titties, pure confidence.
Titty confidence.
I'm glad to know what you guys think of us.
It's for the bitch.
They're all.
All right. Right at this very second.
I'm nervous.
Out of all of us, whose underwear do you think smells the least bad? And what makes you think so?
Okay.
The least?
The least.
Definitely not Ray.
Yeah, no.
He be working out and shit.
Yeah. I'm full of musk.
I did do comedy, so I got like pre-comedy like
sweats.
Jerk off.
Pre-jerk off.
Yo, but we've been dancing.
Y'all did dance. Yeah. It might be me.
Oh.
That's so Cam has
I'm
the
also
best.
I showered before
Wait,
I left.
I am also on my period, so I feel like that adds to it.
Yeah, that definitely
Wait,
adds.
What are you drawing? You're drawing the image of like fucking blood stains now?
Yeah, but you also like battled another man.
Yeah, correct.
And like weights and machines and stuff. So it's literally blood or like
I am covered
a Spartan.
In I immediately walk in and Jamie goes, "Yeah, here's a towel. Here's some fucking deodorant." They immediately, I was like, "Do I smell?" "Yeah, here, fuck." They threw me in the bathroom and said, "Yeah, take a towel, get in there."
All right, so now we have to debate whether it's me or you.
Yeah,
it's probably you. I danced. I was in there.
I've been drinking since like 7.
Oh,
what time is it now?
Did you shower after the Bright Line.
For sure. Okay. I showered before the show.
Well,
I'm also like
it'd be Jamie
about to be ovulating, so my pussy's great.
Yeah.
I'm in like top pussy. Yeah.
Top pussy.
I have top notch pussy right now.
I didn't come today, so I've got like no cum like residue. So like, you know what I mean? Like so everything's good. Showered, everything's good.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, other than like alcohol and me doing comedy, I feel like decent day.
I love
that.
Well,
the silence is deafening.
Have
all right. Oh. Well, my fucking draw stink, dude. I fucking hate myself.
Wait,
He's
just
trying to defend his character.
Hey, it's my character. Yeah. Hey, it's my character's on the line. Save me, brother.
You're the only one to tell them my shit don't stink. Have you ever lied in any of your answers so far in this game?
No.
All right, yeah, that was stupid. I read it like,
stupid question.
I was going to get someone today. They're all like, no. Anyway, move on.
What's something you would like to do sexually that you haven't had a chance to try yet?
being a furry. No, I'm just kidding.
What the fuck is that?
You don't know what a furry is?
A furry?
No, I want I want a guy to come in a Spider-Man outfit.
Oh. Just
that's dick out.
That's what a furry is?
Or like a Captain America outfit.
Any superhero?
So, yeah. So you want superhero. A hero? I want a hero to come in and be like, I got you. I'll take you away from this life.
You want to be saved.
And then they fuck me.
It's just a homeless guy. It's just like a Spider-Man. You're like, oh, I'm living the dream.
The funniest thing would be.
I've been there already.
The funniest thing would be, right? Spider-Man comes in, seduces you, woos you, everything. You're like, oh, Spider-Man, take me. And then like halfway through sex, you're like.
The Green Goblin comes in and just fucking...
You're also like, you should be saving people right now. I was attracted to you because you like helped people, but like right now you're ignoring the city. Yeah. There's somebody right now getting mugged and you're inside of
and
me.
And then he'd be like, you're the only city I care about.
Yeah.
The city means nothing without
you. And then
you're
like, Spider-Man, stop. And you're like, you're just like everyone else.
Spider-Man.
He's like, I just want to give you my web.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I want someone to say that to me as they come. Then they go, with great power comes great responsibility.
Why does that just feel like Kevin Garnett being like, anything is possible?
Who did this to me?
How could you know? You want to take a superhero's powers. That's what you want to do. You want kryptonite. That's what you want.
My pussy's kryptonite. They just fuck me, then they die afterwards.
So many men have described a woman as their kryptonite.
The guy that you were going to sleep with next is like, fuck.
She took my powers. It's like,
kill me.
It's like Space Jam when they touch the ball and they're like, no. As soon as he gets in, he's like, oh, I've lost everything. I think I have a family now. No.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Have you ever cut a hole in something and fucked it? and you guys, I guess, answered rubbed it.
Cut a hole?
Cut a hole in something and fucked it?
Let me cut a nice hole for you
guys. No, I got you. You ever rubbed a hole in anything?
You just humped it for so long. That's what the side of that chair is worn down. That side of the chair. Look at the sides of the chair is worn down. Emily and I go to town together.
You have a pillow and you go, it's distressed.
It's got a hole in it.
It's like a cum stain. I think it's Jesus.
No, it's an oil stain,
yeah,
guys.
I
swear.
That out last week.
Oh God.
I gotta rub one out.
All of these questions suck. I gotta be real with y'all.
Describe the worst kiss you've ever experienced.
I had somebody bite my top lip recently. What is that?
The top lip?
What is that?
That's fucking
weird.
That's
not a move, bro. This was recently. This was in the last week.
How do they do? Like, hard?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what is that? I was like, this is a weird move. Dude, it felt like I was being assaulted. Ooh. It just like, because this isn't sexy. This is sexy because you're like, oh, we're both still kissing.
Yeah.
Sucking your top lip, you're like, I have no other move. I can't do nothing back.
That's a power move.
You lick their chin. You go,
got your ass. Yeah. Oh, you'll suck my lip.
That'll teach you.
You knock them out right here. You just hit them like wicked hard. Just like
jab them in the fucking throat.
Because you know that little line you got like in the middle? It's like you bit that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Leave me alone. The little where they do smiley piercings. She was like,
hell no.
She was fine though.
Would you do it again?
That body on that girl.
Would you do it again?
Do that again? Yeah, but like I would finagle a way around not getting my top lip sucked.
Oh,
you just go for the bottom lip first.
I had a guy.
Oh,
when he went in to kiss me, he put his whole mouth. He wrapped his whole mouth around my mouth.
And
then he suction cupped me like
you got catfish.
Like I came out looking like Kylie Jenner after. I was like, "What are you doing?" And he's sticking his tongue in mine in the middle, and I'm like, "How do you have that much aim?"
This kid's fucking.
And he was like the vacuum from Teletubbies. Yeah, he was just going in there.
The vacuum from Snorlax.
I was like, I mean, he's definitely the vacuum from Snorlax. What?
Ray's never watched Pokemon in his life.
That was his move.
Play Pokemon.
What?
Yeah, that was Snorlax his move. Was a crazy answer. That was wild. Snorlax just sleeps, dude. And you're like, yeah, he Snorlaxed you.
Who the fuck do you think Snorlax is?
You could have said Magikarp. You could have said so.
Or I feel like it'd be more like. What is it?
Fucking A. I was like, which card do you guys put down next?
Should we play Uno?
What do you think counts as sex?
Can you read that one more time?
You're picking the worst questions.
Say your middle name three times.
That's the most Ray is picking the worst questions because he doesn't know how to read. So he's
listen, that's not even what the card says.
He's picking anything with four-letter words.
One sentence.
He's just making things up. He's like, who's your favorite Power Ranger?
Wait,
he's
do we
like,
do?
He's like, this one's crazy. Who's giving me a ride home? This is.
Do we do?
Who wants to invest
one of the
in my experiment
ones?
Scheme?
Oh God!
Who here do you think has the lowest credit score?
Oh,
this is
me.
So disrespectful.
Which one of you is failing?
Which one of us isn't responsible?
Don't worry, she got
like,
her.
Hi, my name is Emily, and I'm here to tell.
Hi, guys.
No, you're my credit score.
I don't even know what it is.
Wait, wait. Which of us has the worst luck with romantic partners? Yeah. Well, you got your car fucked up. I've been stabbed.
By a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Bad. Yeah.
Wait,
why
did
she
mean?
Stab you?
She caught me cheating.
Wait, stabbed you with... Wait,
she didn't catch me, if we're being honest. She had very good
assumptions. Women's intuition?
Yeah, but she had no proof.
You don't need proof.
But were you cheating on her?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
At least you're honest.
So she stabbed you with what?
A knife.
Where did she stab you?
In my arm.
Oh,
did you,
that's not that...
Did you bleed?
Yeah.
Was it a butter knife?
No. It was like a paring knife.
What the fuck?
It didn't go like super deep. Have you seen a paring knife? You freaked out like it was a butcher knife.
Yeah.
Paring knife is like this big. It was in my arm. I was like 17.
Damn.
I kind of tattooed over it.
17? Like, getting fucking stabbed.
Oh, shit.
How old was she?
She's probably like 17.
We're in the 16. Courtney Taylor documentary on TMZ.
This girl's crazy out here.
Huh?
We're in the Courtney Taylor documentary on TMZ. Yeah, she stabbed her boyfriend.
What's up with that?
To death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what'd he do?
I think they were in a physically abusive relationship.
And she won?
And yeah, they were in a fight.
So funny. I need this right now. Stabbing somebody to death is the ultimate win. Until it's not, I guess.
Well, she's in jail right now.
Yeah,
and
yeah, but like until she got arrested was like... One.
They were also both of our friends.
Both the stabber and the stabby?
Yeah.
Dang. Who was your favorite?
The stabby.
Oh, so the one who did it.
So you guys are friends.
Oh, the stabbed. The stabbed.
Oh, the stabbed.
The stabbed.
You mean the dead.
The dead guy.
The entity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to take another hit.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry for your friend, dude.
Were you guys like good friends with her?
we were in the documentary.
We were not good friends with her.
We didn't know her.
We met them a couple times at a content trip, and we met both her and her boyfriend. And the boyfriend smoked with us, so we hung out with him a lot more. But then they both moved to Miami. And we met them out at Moxie's, of fucking course. They were like, we're moving here. Let's hang out.
Damn.
And then a month later, Jamie invites them on a podcast with us.
Well, first, she came to my birthday. So it was like my birthday week. She comes to my birthday. And I'm like, hey, in 5 days, we're going to do this podcast. Come on the We in Miami podcast. So we were kind of starting to become friends.
Damn.
And then she talks on the podcast about how she... loves like rich black men and how she's toxic. And then like a week later, 2 weeks later, they get in a fight and she kills him.
She was more.
It was like that.
It's crazy how they moved here and then he moved to the Garden of Eden. And
yeah. And it's crazy to go from toxic to homicidal. Like, yeah. Where did that jump go in between?
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
What did you all say on the pod that made it?
We're in the pod. And so if that podcast clip was used on Dr. Phil, TMZ, The Shade Room, and it's just us. So somebody DM'd me and they were like, yo, I just saw you in this documentary. And I have to explain to people and be like, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
So are you guys still tied to it? Like, are you part of the investigation?
Have you
written
her?
No, but
visited?
Everyone reaches out to us because we're a part of that.
No, you should visit.
We've gotten asked to do so many interviews and, like, documentaries, like HBO, Netflix,
TMZ. Why
would
you, like, visit her?
Because she's in prison.
You can visit inmates. You know that, right? They're not, like, you can see them.
We're like, yo, you want to do a podcast? That's fun.
You can definitely do an interview.
Hey,
I got to pull some
when you're out, can you come on my
ducking
podcast?
Ducking high?
Ooh. Yeah.
Do we just read them?
Throw deep.
What is it? No. I forget this game.
Ray Reach.
Damn, he gave me the dirty.
Those
deck
were the
again.
Ones I had. I took the new ones. I shuffled them too, nerd.
Damn.
If you were to go streaking, what event would be the funniest to interrupt?
Special Olympics.
I was literally just thinking that in my head.
Oh,
that's crazy.
We're on the same wavelength.
But
here.
But
special
it would be funny for everybody who knew, but everybody else would be like,
oh, yeah.
They would just think that like.
But all the people at the Special Olympics would be like, "What's happening?"
No, they'd be like, "Again."
Yeah, that's
this
true.
This happens every year.
That's just Johnny.
We just start a trend. Like all the other competitors are like, it's time.
And everyone at the Olympics gets naked.
It's like, the fourth streak today.
They're like, we usually wait till the end of the week to celebrate, but it's Tuesday, so why not?
Which artist would you choose to play your background music of life?
Russ.
Russ just in your back, just like, he doesn't even sound like
this
that
sounds
at all.
Like such
I
a
love
terrible
Russ.
Answer.
He doesn't sound like Shuba to do.
I'm gonna go Drake. He just has such a wide range.
Are you talking about his cock or are you talking about his songs?
Wait, I had a question to answer.
Hear me out. I'll be right back. No, I mean he can do slow tempo, he can do hyped up, he can do like angry.
He could do like so house party and tropical.
So could. Many people have just one specific, you know, genre.
You got a lot of emotion.
Or maybe T-Pain.
Yeah.
He does everything too.
Oh, I
he
love
your entire life is auto-tune.
I'm in love with a homeless man. He doesn't have a license, but it's fine. Yeah. Or a bank account, and it's all right.
House him and treat him.
He gave me chlamydia last night.
Oh.
No, that's an actual T-Pain song. That's an actual, that T-Pain wrote that.
Yeah, he did. I'm just, sure. You know, that's my man right there. Yeah. I love it.
Did we talk about where we were going out on stream?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No one would have remembered or even thought about it until you brought it up
in
again.
In a fight to the death, how many third graders could you take before you were to get your ass beat?
25.
17.
25. Third grade?
17.
You're no, honestly, probably yourself. Five.
What?
You gotta,
third graders?
They're 8 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, I could fuck up an 8 year old.
Yeah. When I tell you,
Emily's like 100.
I've been waiting.
I want an army of kids.
Not only could I want to.
Okay, fair question. Are they American third graders? Fair question.
That's true.
He's got a point
yes,
there.
Yes, they are.
If it's Somalis, if it's Chinese third graders, yeah, or
if
something,
it's those damn North Koreans.
I don't even have one.
Hey, third
those
grade,
commie bastards are getting set.
Third grade entities are set.
Those commie bastards.
Those fucking commie Jesus bastards. Christ. Third graders. Get out of here. Get out of my country. You get the hell out of here.
They all just look like Hezbollah.
America.
Come hard.
Remember the album.
It's just you 1v1ing Hezbollah.
He's just like running. Get the fuck out of here!
Have you seen the pictures or the videos of Mike Tyson with Hezbollah? And he actually thinks he's like a kid, and he's like, "Hey,
yeah." He's like, oh. "He's like, oh, he's so funny." He's like, "No, he's 34."
He's literally like, "Yeah."
How old is Hezbollah?
34.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's a grown man. Yeah,
he's a grown man.
I know he's like 20 something.
It'd be funny to tell Mike Tyson like, "While Hezbollah's on his lap, like that's a grown
that's
man."
That's a grown man.
And then for Mike Tyson to be like. That's nasty. And then like, yeah. Then like punch him.
Why this guy on my why lap this guy, right now?
This guy's being real creepy.
I just want to kiss him.
That sounded like
you're just a sweet boy.
He's a sweet little boy. Hey guys, what's the next question?
I hate all of mine.
Really?
What is a shadow made of, dude? I am not built for this right now, dude.
If you, yeah. Oh, maybe no.
This is
yeah, only ask good ones.
Yeah,
since we don't see
say,
air, do fish not see water? I've only pulled bad ones, dude.
Like, what should I be for Halloween this year?
A whore.
Handsome Shrek.
Handsome Shrek.
Handsome Shrek. Fuck. That's the handsome Shrek guy.
If I were a dog, what breed would I be?
Go fuck yourself.
Why was my
what's
first
a retarded
dog?
One?
I was like, what's an autistic dog?
I would do like a shih tzu. You know what I mean?
Go fuck yourself.
That's my favorite.
You would
dog.
Be a shih tzu because you'd be
shih tzus
excited,
are
but
so fucking ugly. Fuck you.
I love
no, I had
dog.
A shih tzu
I'm
named.
Biased.
Wait, I had a shih tzu named Benji. Benji, that was my dog. And then my mom got rid of her.
She said what she said. Wait, no.
I'm going to kill myself.
Wait, off of me I really did that. Have that's a my favorite dog.
I can't believe you would say I'm a Shih Tzu.
They're so cute.
I had a Shih Tzu. Ugly. I had them. A Shih Tzu named Benji. You don't understand the word. I can't believe you're a Shih Tzu.
No. Wait, no.
They're actually so cute.
They're so ugly.
Okay, so
they're
what do you think you are?
No, you guys tell me something better.
Do better.
Pick again.
A Frenchie.
Those are both also ugly.
Jamie, this is the clip. This is the clip, and then Emily's gonna dub over Shih Tzu and go Golden Retriever. Oh my God, you guys think I'm a Golden Retriever?
No,
that's crazy.
I don't want to be a Golden Retriever.
All right, you're a fucking Shih Tzu, dude. Okay. I tried to help you, bro. I tried to give you a.
You are like a Great Dane.
Okay. Yeah.
You're those bulldogs. You're those ones that have the muscles, the muscular. No, is it a pit? It's like
a pit bull.
No, he's a mastiff.
Muscular, no, they're like the they're like smaller than a pit bull, but they're very muscular. You know what I'm talking about? And then they walk like this.
But I like see that.
They look like a kangaroo, dude. They're so muscular.
What are they called? Bullies.
Is that what they're called?
The bullies.
American bullies?
American bully.
Okay. Why did you say it like that?
I don't wanna be an American bully.
No 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 no.
Okay, what am I?
Anyway.
Australian Shepherd.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. I can see that. What am I?
Shih Tzu.
Why would you say that?
It was a good bit.
I think Shih Tzus are cute, and I had one named
Listen, you got sacrificed 3-for-1, dude.
Okay, so what dog do you think you are?
I don't know, guys. Let's move on to the next question. No, it's fine. Let's move on to the next question.
Spaniel.
Oh, a Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah, for sure. Cocker
Those
Spaniel.
Those are so cute.
Okay, they're cute.
Sure. They're cute.
Wait, what about those?
So I'm cute?
What about those dogs that have the long, curly hair?
No, no, for sure they're gray.
You've seen Lady and the Tramp. Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, what about my personality?
You're very
the third dog. So the two that are in love, but then the third one, like the butler dog, but like it's cute as fuck.
I think my ex had one of those.
And it's like gray.
Yeah.
Schnauzer?
The Schnauzer.
There it is.
Those are fucking ugly.
No, what are you talking about right now?
Wait.
Those are adorable.
That's crazy.
I mean, the Shih Tzu is my favorite one.
You know, what about the ones that are like, what about the Shih Tzu ones where their faces are always like, you know what I'm talking about?
That's even cuter.
They are. Those are the cutest ones.
With the tongue hanging out.
Yeah, I love those.
No, I think she needs more energy than a, she needs more energy than a Cocker Spaniel though.
Yeah, no, you could be a Cocker Spaniel.
Cocker Spaniel.
Wait, what about the Doge ones? The Doge
cat?
A Shiba?
A Shiba.
A Shiba Inu? You can be a Shiba Inu.
A Shiba Inu.
They're just very stoic, though. They're just like always...
Hey.
Yeah, that's Emily,
Love
though.
You. Love you so much. Too autistic for that. Stop it. That dog... That
that dog is autistic.
That dog stays still. Chill out, bro. You be...
It does this.
No, it does
I
not.
Like
what dog does that?
Lays down comfortably. Those are the ugliest dogs. I'm like, they're the cutest dogs.
Okay, what's
all right? Next question. If a number appeared above everyone's head, what would be the most interesting thing the number could represent?
Wait, what?
If a number appeared above everybody's head, what's the most interesting thing that could represent?
Body count, I guess.
That's. I feel like that's typical.
Everyone always something other than body count.
Death day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Days like a left alive. That'd be interesting. An entity,
I feel like when you lost your virginity would be very telling about people because then you would know who got
one. You see 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you just see one girl that has like.
When did you guys lose all your
virginity? Hey, you see some dude who doesn't have a number above his head and you're like,
damn.
Hey, bro.
Oh, like, it's just
zero. No, I'm like, totally not.
Yo, they fucked it up.
It's not working. It's not working.
It's just rebooting.
It should say 17.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Yeah, turn it on and off. Wait, when did you guys lose your virginity?
Mind your business.
I was like about to turn 16. But they were a freshman in college, and it was after a Marine Corps ball, and it was very romantic. We like got to be in gowns, and like I was in a gown, and we walked in the snow, and there was all the lights. It was very romantic in a dorm room, and then I got walked in on while I was on top.
Damn,
nice.
Yeah. And then I was also like, oh, is that sex? That's it?
Damn.
But like I loved him, and I just didn't know what sex was. I was like, I think we didn't know what we were doing. We both lost our virginities to each other.
Wait, who are you again?
The lights turn on, the guy walks in. I'm like, wait. That's not my boyfriend.
Oh, man.
Gerald.
Dad, wait, the guy's like, here? Why are you humping a pillow?
Uncle.
That's why that explains all these holes.
Oh, God. Good callback.
This pillow's
good
worn
callback.
Out.
That's what it's called, a callback?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hey, you got to do comedy.
you have to do comedy.
No comedians Fuck. Say that to people either.
At all.
So it's like, it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you want to do other things, but.
You've unintentionally done like multiple callbacks.
You should do comedy.
Listen here, brother.
People don't know. People don't. Some comics game, don't even know how to do a callback.
No.
Or like tie
I've
it back
said
in.
Several times without me knowing. At
yeah.
All. That's crazy. Guys, thank you for.
Wait, dude.
Subscribe to YouTube.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe. Link below. Maybe it's not below. I don't know. Might be high. Yo, I'm going to say we smoke so much. Thanks for coming. Yo, remember, like, subscribe.
I do love that I didn't say anything. I just did that. I fucking helped it.
So who's who?
We have no idea, bro.
I don't know.
We right, both got lost in the bit like what, Heath Ledger?
Just like, you guys are method dope. Acting right now?
Yeah. All right, guys, that's been Two Girls, One Blunt.
Goodbye. Are you sad? Are you? Does Emily need a nap?
So sassy.
Emily's
We're
sassy.
Shutting this shit off.
We're two yeah. girls, one blunt. I guess.
I don't know. Turn it off.
Thank you for tuning
and
into whatever
done.
We release.
Where can everyone find you guys?
In the trash can. Down alley number
three. In my Nissan Road.
Drop off some hot pockets when you walk by. how do I go back from anyway? Like, if you follow me, so stupid. Yeah, you guys can follow me.
Ray Sherwood won.
Ray Sherwood. Jamie's like, just get it out. Ray Sherwood won. Follow his ass. All right.
You follow me at Cam the Comic.
Cam's afraid he's going to get hit.
Yeah. So I was like, please don't hit me.
Who's going to hit you?
You.
Anybody, dude. I could just get that.
Don't make it. All right, guys. Give them your socials.
Oh, the Jamie Lee Show.
It's down below.
The link.
We're done.
Oh, Emily has her period. Emily has her period.
Wait, you're bleeding right now?
She said,
can I have the cards, please?
Go deep.
Go deep.
Go deep, dude.
Go long. You just throw them.
Let's go.
You don't even throw long. You just throw
it. Not one card hits her. She's like this.
Oh. Thank you.
Right here, buddy. You're open up. You're like, why would you do that?
Thanks.
That'll show her.
Thank you. No better way of doing this.